big drive home. We have been talking about this for most of the day. There's a load of people in Belfast very, very excited. Of course, we have Tom from The Wanted On with us today. Tom, how are you?
Hello. I'm good, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Tom, big, big news today that you are, of course, coming back to Belfast with the arena tour.
Well, yeah, we've kept people waiting a little bit longer, but yeah, we just announced it today, so can't wait to come back.
Of course you were here, and you were here in the summertime, of course, on stage in Portrush and the beach party with the Saturdays.
Yeah, so good.
How did that go for you?
Yeah, Portrush was actually so good. I didn't expect it to be that busy, and it was so busy, and Belfast crowd are nuts, so I'm really excited to come back.
Absolutely hectic summer for you. You've been out on the road, you've been touring loads and loads. What would you say, Tom, has been the highlight of the summer for you?
I think the single getting to number one.
Yeah.
And being at number one in Ireland for 5 weeks was unexpected, if I'm honest with you. So, I mean, that was pretty mental. But I think just touring around was the most important part, because we got to see all the fans and they got to see us. So, yeah, it was really cool.
How was V Festival for you?
So good. And we had a few to drink as well. So it was a good, really good night, well, a couple of nights.
When you go to those when you go to the festivals and all the rest of it, do you get time to stay on and watch other bands, or is it pretty much into the tour bus and away to the next gig?
Well, the good thing about V is because we were doing both days, we got to travel down during the night for the second day. So the first day, we stayed up there and watched all the bands, and I went and watched Pendulum, and they were absolutely incredible. If everyone doesn't like Pendulum, go and have a listen to them because they're amazing.
Brilliant, brilliant. Of course, you are getting back into the studio. You've got back into the studio. What, the new album, is it? You haven't named the next album yet, sure you haven't?
No, we've not. We're just playing with a few names at the moment, actually.
Okay.
Because we want to get a bit more creative than The Wanted, for our last album. So, yeah, we're thinking about names at the moment. And, yeah, I mean, we've pretty much finished the album now. I mean, there's still a few tracks being floated around that we've just been writing on. So, hopefully in the next couple of weeks we'll have an album title.
Well, is it a completely different sound to the last one, or what's your personal opinion on it? Is it like a more mature sound, or are you still going with that? And the fans, give the fans some of an insight into the next album.
I think it is a bit more mature, because I think with God You Came it opens up into a bit of an older market, because I mean it did kind of target everyone, not just kids, and I think that's what we tried to do with pretty much all of our singles. And just when we were approaching writing it this time, we were a bit like, we want to keep it as open as possible for older people and younger people to listen to. So I think so. And to be honest, I think it's a better album than our first one. So, but I'm a bit biased.
Exactly. are you guys still living together or not?
No, we've all moved out. We pictured just last week, actually. We all moved out into separate places for the first time, which I'm thankful for. I hate the rest of the boys, really. It's all just one big front.
It's just a big act in front of everybody, yeah.
It is. That's what happens in a boy band. You hate the band members, really. It's just all a big fake.
It's the same in the radio station. We have to pretend we like each other, but we don't. We don't like each other.
But yeah, I mean, it's good to have our own space. Obviously, we love when we're together anyway, when we're working with each other. So, it's all good.
Well, you do. You spend loads of time together. I think I was looking at pictures earlier on today of your tour bus. I think your tour bus is brilliant.
Yeah, it is great, isn't it?
I could live in that. I'd be happy enough to live in the tour bus.
I love the tour bus. When we've been on tour all summer, I've been like, I could happily live on a bus. I really could. I'm going to do it when I'm older.
Yeah. Have you got the PlayStations and all the games consoles and all in it? Yeah.
Oh, definitely. We've got PS3 and Xbox on there.
It's a hard life. It's a hard life.
Yeah, no, shocking.
Well, Tom, look, I'm not going to take up much more of your time. I know you're very busy today. Look, it's great that you are including Belfast and, of course, Dublin. The tickets go on sale next Thursday. I have no doubt that the tour is going to be fantastic. They will sell out in absolutely no